Revised data from the State Department of Public Health put the 7-day positive coronavirus test rate at 4.6%. That's doubled in the last month. It's too soon to tell whether Thanksgiving travel and gatherings will lead to another spike, and the state is trying to crunch the numbers before people begin to travel for Christmas and New Year's. For a closer look at the numbers and the trends, we're joined this morning by Sam Scarpino, Assistant Professor of Network Science, who heads Northeastern University's Emergent Epidemics Lab. Good morning, Sam, and thanks for speaking to Morning Edition again.
Good morning, Bob. Thanks for having me.
So what's your sense of how far the Thanksgiving holiday could affect the COVID numbers in our state? Have early numbers indicated a possible surge?
That's one of the things that we're still waiting to see, but it's still a little bit too early to start seeing cases showing up from gatherings around Thanksgiving.
So what data points are you watching most closely to find out if cases are on the rise here after the Thanksgiving holiday?
We're going to be watching the percent of positive tests that are coming back, the percent of individuals that are testing positive, and the number of new cases very carefully over the next week to 10 days to look for a surge resulting from Thanksgiving.
And what do you expect the data will show? What's your worry?
Well, our worry is that individuals both traveling and gathering with people who are not typically a part of their bubble will lead to an increase in cases as a result of Thanksgiving.
Especially since we know that there was a lot of road and air travel around the Thanksgiving holiday. So with that picture and Christmas being just 3 weeks away, how worried are you about Christmas and New Year's?
Well, I think there's quite a bit of concern around Christmas and New Year's. We know that there's increasing fatigue and that the social and mental toll around isolation, especially from family members, is continuing to increase.
Which means, if I might interrupt there, that people are craving human contact with other people, and that's why more people are traveling, right?
That's right, and that's completely understandable. Many people have been dealing with the social and family isolation for months, if not approaching a year now, from COVID-19.
And so, again, your fears about Christmas travel.
Well, the fears are that we will see as much or more travel around the Christmas holiday as we saw during Thanksgiving, and we're likely to be in a worse situation with respect to COVID in a month than we are now.
Well, let me ask you one final question then, if I might. Do you think that we're banking too heavily on the vaccines, that the vaccines will actually do what people hope they'll do, and that is protect people against the coronavirus?
I am worried that we're banking too heavily on the vaccine for two reasons. First, it's still unknown whether the vaccine prevents transmission. The data that we have show that it prevents disease. Second, and perhaps more importantly, between 30 and 40% of adults are hesitant to get the vaccine, which is likely not enough to get us to herd immunity. So we're going to continue to need the kinds of non-pharmaceutical interventions like testing and isolation that have been shown to work in other countries.
Sam Scarpino, Assistant Professor of Network Science and leader of Northeastern University's Emergent Epidemics Lab, thanks very much for speaking with WBUR's Morning Edition again.
Thanks so much for having me, Bob.